The Gemara in Daf Lamed Aleph Aleph brings down the Maisa of Ahi Savta, that she went and she accused the Rabbanan of stealing her sukkah. The sukkah Gezula Habayasvi. She went in front of Rav Nachman, and Rav Nachman ignored her, and she started screaming to him. She says, "It's a dehavla avu etlasim avitamis reyavdi, a woman who her father had 318 avadim, 318 servants. Savcha kamaychu is screaming in front of you, and you're not being mashkiach, you're ignoring her." And then Rav Nachman said, "Pisi dav ein lo dmei etzim bovad." Rav Nachman said, "She's a screamer, and she only gets dmei etzim." And the question is, she's trying to show why she's a yichashiv, a woman, and Rav Nachman should listen to her. What is the significance of quoting the fact that her father, Avraham Avinu, had 318 avadim? First of all, what shaychus does she have to Avraham Avinu more than any other yid? And if she is trying to use the schus of Avraham Avinu as her yichus, why mention the fact with Afka that Avraham Avinu had these 318 avadim? This is referring to the Yalidi Besa, as the pasuk in Halachacha says, "V'yarek es chanichav," when he went out to war with to get back light. So it says he had Yelida Beisai with Shmoina Asar with Shleishmas. He had 318 Avadim that went out to war, Yerdaf Adon, and then he was right of them. So why? What's the connection? Why did she Bedavka mention this Indian, the 300, and Avraham Avinu had 318 Avadim? Obviously, this is not B'mikra, it's not a coincidence. And Chazal say such a thing, it's obviously B'diak, has something to do with what's going on over here. So what is this Indian of the 318 Avadim of Avraham Avinu? So I think you could be mazur with this alpia Yisai Nifla from the Arizal, brought out by the Ramami Pano. The Ramami Pano in his Sefer Asar Ma'amaris discusses the parsha over there in Parshas Lech Lecha. And the Ramami Pano is very big into discussing the Gilgulim, who was a Gilgul of who, and what they represented. And he explains the mice over there when Avram Avinu went with his 318 Avadim. So what happened was that light was captured by, light within was in Stein. And then during the Milchama with Kedar La'imah, Kedar La'imah captured light when they fought against Stein. It says, "V'yikhu es kol ruchu Stein ba'amayra, v'skal achlam, v'yikhu es light v'esuchushe ben achi Avram." And they also took light. And Avram Avinu went to war to save light and bring him back, and that's when he brought his 318 Avadim. So they went out to war. It says, "V'yakim, v'chalagam la'ilahu v'avada v'yakim," him and Azadim went to v'yakim, and they killed the whole malucha of Kedar La'imah. They hit them, and they brought back light. That's the mice over there. So the Ramami Pano is bothered that he said if he wanted to save light, and just save light, why did he have to be v'yakim? Why did he have to kill out all the people over there in the camp of Kedar La'imah? And he's mazmer like this. He says that when light was captured, it wasn't really just light, but there was a certain kedusha that light represented, a certain neshama of Klai Yisrael that light represented, of kedusha that was nitfas into the klipa of Kedar La'imah. And he says that it was really the neshama of Rava. Rava, the Amara Rava, was also nishba together with light. He's medakim in the pesukim, and the pesuk says that he took light. It says v'es rechushay ben achi Avram. So he says that rechushay ben achi is reshetavus Rava. Resh beis aleph rechushay ben achi is a remez that Rava was also captured together with light. There's a certain kedusha of Klai Yisrael that was taken into the through Stein, that then went to Kedar La'imah. That was Nishba, and Avraham Avinu's job was to take that Kedusha back, to take those Neshamas, both of Lloyd and Rava, and return them and bring them back. So Mimela Zok to Rami Pano, he says, since he needed to take back this thing that was stolen from Klai Yisrael, this light, the Bechina of light, and Rava was stolen from Klai Yisrael, Avraham Avinu had to bring it back. So he said it wasn't enough just to take it back, but he had to actually destroy all of them in the process. And why is that? So Pelta Gazach, he quotes the Mishnah in Gittin and Daf, the Daf Nun Hey, it says over there that there's a din of a marish agazel shibno bebira, that if someone steals a marish, steals a piece of wood, and then he builds it into his house, so what's the din? The Gemara says, it's going to be shamay mekakeas kol abira kula, you don't just take back the piece of wood that is stolen, but you have to destroy the whole house. You could destroy the whole house and then take back the actual wood. That's shitas b'shamay. And because of that, so the same thing over here, that there was kaviyachol, like something stolen from Avraham Avinu was light, that kedusha of light, and Rava was stolen from Avraham Avinu. So in order to bring him back, it wasn't enough just to take that kaira, just to take the marish, but it had to be mekakeas kol abira kula, had to destroy the whole building and then return light, and that's why he had to kill them all. And he points out that even though Beisil are chaylik, and Beisil say that you don't destroy the building and take back the marish, but Beisil say, like we see over here, there's a din of takanas hashavim, that you don't have to give back anything, you just give the nigzal the money. He says that's only by yid. By yid, and there's a din of takanas hashavim that we not mechayv to give it all back. But by Gayim, then we pass on like Beshamai, they destroy the whole Bira, you take everything back, not just the Damim, and you actually take back the Marish. Al-Kapanim, that's the Hezbollah, what he gives, why Avraham Avinu had to kill everyone, to be mechayv the din of mekakeas kol Bira Kula, according to Shitas Beshamai, as it applies to Gayim. But Al-Kapanim, if this, I think it's beautiful why this issue over here, Ha'i Safta, mentioned Bedafi the Schus of Avraham Avinu in his 318 Avadim, because what was she trying to do over here? She wanted to get her Eitzim back, they were taken to the Sukkah. And she knew about it, she could get back the Dmei Eitzim, like the Gemara says, which eventually happened, but what she wanted was the Marish itself. She wanted the actual wood, not just the Dmei Eitzim. She wanted everything back. She wanted them to destroy the Sukkah and give back the Eitzim. So Mimela, in order to bring out her point, she said to Rav Nachman, I'm a Enikol of Avraham Avinu, who had 318 Avadim, referring to this Mais over here, when he went with his 318 Avadim, when they went to save light, they didn't just take light, but they were Mekakeas Kol HaBira Kula. They destroyed everyone, they Kiviyachol knocked down the whole building, and took back light. You see, that's the anhaga of Avraham Avinu, and being that I'm his daughter, the same anhaga should apply to me. You should knock down the sukkah, take back the marish, because that whole din of what Avraham Avinu did was based on this din of mekakeas kol HaBira Kula, as the Ramah Rinpano explains. That was the hezbollah of what Avraham Avinu did. You should do that for me as well. That was her taina, and that's what she meant with her reference to Avraham Avinu. L'maisa, Rav Nachman told her, P'isa hidav ein lo d'me'etzim bovad. L'maisa, you don't get the whole thing, you only get to me'etzim. That on Hagas for Gayim, but by Yidden, there is a Takanas Hashavim, there's the Takanas Marish, who pass into Besilo, then you only get the Dmei Eitzim, and you don't get the actual Marish, but Al-Kapanim, Lefidus, we understand why she mentioned the Schus of Avraham Avinu Dafka, why the 308 in Avadim, you see, Kamal Gedelim, Divri Chachamim, Yechidaisim, everything they say is Bediktuk, why Bedafka, she mentioned the Schus of Avraham Avinu.